listening to the Dental Chat Podcast with Dr. Sylvia Lobo Lobo.
Dr. Franks attended St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, where she obtained her Bachelor of Science degree in Biological Sciences. She then went to receive her DMD degree from Temple University's Kornberg School of Dentistry. As a sophomore in undergrad, Dr. Franks began working as an orthodontic assistant in the office of Dr. Benjamin Casalia, the pioneer of the innovative, completely concealed orthodontic technique called C5 Hidden Orthodontics. After graduation, Dr. Franks joined his practice as an associate in 2012 and has treated many patients with this revolutionary technique since that time. Dr. Franks joined the Alta Smiles team as both Director of Clinical Operations and Supervisory Clinician in 2020. In this role, she has helped with combining Alta Smiles' technological advances with Dr. Casalia's proven technique to build a training program that makes it easy for any dental practitioner to implement C5 Hidden Orthodontics in their office. Today, we have Dr. Amanda Franks with us, and we're going to discuss C5 Hidden Orthodontics and how it can create a beautiful smile. Welcome, Dr. Franks. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
So first question, what is C5 Hidden Orthodontics?
So C5 Hidden Orthodontics is the next generation of wireline technology. It was invented, pioneered by the orthodontist Dr. Benjamin Casalia over 20 years ago. And since that time, he has practiced it in his office along with other doctors to treat thousands of cases to align teeth and create beautiful smiles. So what C5 does is it utilizes strategically placed superflex wires bonded directly to the lingual or the behind the teeth surfaces to align them.
Thank you. Can you explain, what does C5 stand for?
Sure. So the five C's that characterize the patient experience contribute to the name C5. So the patient experience and what C5 provides to patients, first C is concealed. So everything is completely behind the teeth. The patient doesn't need to tell anyone they're straightening their teeth unless they want to show them what's going on back there. Custom. So before each appointment, our orthodontists review patient's case using our OptiIP treatment planning technology, create a custom evolving treatment plan for each patient. Third C is comfortable. So these wires are bonded right up against the tooth surface. The wires are super thin, create a smooth, low profile behind the teeth. They provide confidence by transforming smiles, creating beautiful smiles while everything's hidden behind the teeth. And lastly, convenience. So the appointments are quick. Treatment typically lasts between 6 and 12 months, and there's no real change to the patient's lifestyle.
Okay, so can you describe ways in which C5 Hidden Orthodontics is different from brackets and aligners?
Sure. So the fact that this technique is completely concealed puts it leaps and bounds ahead of other treatment options in terms of aesthetics. There's no attachments on the front of the teeth, no obviously metal brackets and wires on the front. So aesthetically, it is completely concealed. As I mentioned before, the super low profile without the standard bracket, like other lingual behind the teeth options, since it doesn't have those brackets, it's super comfortable and doesn't affect the patient's speech. There's no real eating restrictions, whereas, you know, with braces, you have the whole long list of foods to avoid. With C5, the low profile of the wires, the fact that they're bonded so closely up against the back of the teeth means there's no restrictions to what can be eaten. It's just a matter of some things, they need to be eaten a little differently. Something like an apple, you're going to cut up into slices, but you can eat with your back teeth, things like that. And just overall, it's easier to maintain a good oral hygiene routine, just along with regular brushing and flossing.
Can you tell us what are some of the dental concerns that can be addressed with hidden orthodontics?
Absolutely. So at this time, C5 is used for the alignment base closure of the 6 upper and 6 lower anterior teeth, what some call the social 6. So really what you're seeing when you're smiling. It can address crowding or misalignment or gaps between the front teeth. It's a great option for those who have experienced orthodontic relapse, or that is patients that have had braces in the past and for one reason or another had some shifting that's bothering them. I've also used this in my practices with other treatment modalities like braces and aligners as a hybrid treatment option where I use C5 on my patients prior to going into aligners or braces to, one, either reduce time in aligners or braces since we're getting the front teeth straightened out, to I've used it in order to make a case qualify for aligners where there was a lot of crowding and it was otherwise would not have been accepted for an aligner case. And I've used it to start aligning teeth on patients who are dentally delayed where they're still waiting on posterior teeth to erupt, but you know, they're starting to become self-conscious of the alignment of their front teeth. We can get them started in treatment and reduce the time in braces.
So how young would you start C5 hidden orthodontics?
The youngest we do is usually around 11 or 12. Like I said, somebody that is, you know, an alignment issue that the patient's very self-conscious of, but they're, you know, still have a lot of primary teeth present, quite ready to go into full treatment, can address that anterior alignment for them.
It has been said that this is a fix and forget treatment. What does that mean?
So what that means is the process of C5 really requires minimal patient compliance or change to their lifestyle while they're being treated. They're not having to take out aligners and put them back in, brush before the aligners go back in after eating. They don't have to worry about eating the wrong foods and knocking a bracket off. The wires are literally fixed to the back of your teeth while they fix the alignment of your teeth. So in between appointments, which are typically every 5 to 7 weeks, patients barely have to think about the wires. And no one even knows that they're straightening their teeth unless they choose.
What kind of tips do you tell patients regarding dental care while using this treatment?
So what's great is not much changes with their oral hygiene routine with having the C5 wires adhered to the back of their teeth. They're going to keep up with their regular brushing schedule. They can use a manual or an electric toothbrush, and we encourage just the back of their teeth where the wires are fixed, the same as they would as if nothing was behind their teeth. In terms of flossing, they can floss regularly between their back teeth. The front teeth that have the wires in between, they do need to use either floss threaders, which is something that we use with braces, or a water floss or water pick. And then just we encourage them to keep up with their regular 6-month cleanings and exams, just as we would any patient.
Can you explain what someone should do if they want to find out more about C5 hidden orthodontics?
Absolutely. So I would encourage anyone that is wondering if they are a candidate or is interested in learning more, or any dentists that are interested in becoming trained in this technique, to visit our website dedicated to C5. So it's c5ortho.com. And that has information about scheduling virtual consultations, finding providers near them. And also for dentists, it provides information on becoming trained and becoming an AltaSmiles C5 provider in their office.
Thank you so much, Dr. Franks, for sharing your knowledge regarding this new technique. It was great having you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. If you would like to recommend topics to discuss in this podcast, please visit the website www.dentalchatpodcast.com or
email me at dentalchatpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer: the purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional dental care or intended for the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions.